The world's leading association of genocide scholars has declared that Israel is committing genocide in Gaza. A resolution passed by the International Association of Genocide Scholars states that Israel's conduct meets the legal definition as laid out in the UN Convention on Genocide. The IAGS is the world's largest professional association of genocide scholars and includes a number of Holocaust experts. Out of its 500 members, 28% took part in the vote and 86% of those who voted supported the resolution. We're joined this morning by its second vice president, Tim Williams, who is professor of insecurity at the University of the Bundeswehr Munich in Germany. Professor Williams, you're very welcome to Morning Ireland.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I just want to ask you first about the numbers who voted. 140 members took part in the vote out of 500. Is that a sufficient number to make such an important declaration?
It is. It fulfills the quorum that we need by the bylaws, and it's very much on par with other resolutions. We tend to have actually less people participating in our resolutions than that. It's just part of the way that the association works, that not everyone feels that they want to weigh in on every question.
What is the threshold that must be met to enable you to say that genocide is taking place in Gaza?
20% of our members have to have voted in a resolution to have the quorum, and then a majority of those, and in this case it was a strong majority of those, voted in favour of the resolution.
But in terms of what is happening in Gaza, what enables you to say that that is genocide?
Right. Well, I mean, there's a legal definition according to the UN Convention, and there are a number of different acts that can happen which can constitute genocide. Among that which most people think of when we think of genocide is mass killing. And we've seen over 59,000 people killed already. But also mental and physical harm can constitute genocide. And we see over 140,000 people have been injured physically and many, many more psychologically. And I think a particularly interesting one is creating conditions that undermine life and destroy the conditions which are needed for life. And here we see that agricultural fields have been destroyed and food warehouses, creating conditions of starvation. The healthcare system has been almost eradicated. 90% of housing has been destroyed. And so we see very much that the conditions of life necessary for the Palestinian nation in Gaza have been destroyed, which has strong consequences now and will do for several years to come.
But the key element in all of this when it comes to genocide is intent, because it involves the deliberate elimination. How has intent been demonstrated by Israel?
So we've seen over the last now almost 2 years several senior political leaders within the government and military leaders speak about the military action in Gaza in ways which go well beyond that of what we would expect democratic nations, politicians and military people to speak about in their military, with very dehumanizing language towards the Palestinian population of Gaza. And also, and I think this is particularly worrying, a conflation of Palestinian citizens in Gaza with Hamas, saying that anyone living in Gaza is Hamas, and the stated intention to eradicate the entirety of Hamas. And so here there's accumulation of many, many different statements over the last 2 years, which indicate also the majority of our voting members believe that sufficiently the leadership of Israel intends to destroy the Palestinian nation in Gaza.
And you say that the killing and the death of so many children, thousands, tens of thousands of children, is particularly an indicator of genocide.
Yeah, this is because children obviously enjoy a specific status legally, but also because it signals something about what the intent is long term, to destroy the foundations for the next generation. I mean, when we see the pictures from Gaza, it's obviously also particularly haunting what we see happening to children as well.
There's an obligation on states to prevent genocide and to punish the state committing it. That's not happening to any sufficient extent at the moment, is it?
No, I mean, there are arrest warrants for senior Israeli politicians, as well as, in brackets, for Hamas. But those have not been fulfilled. That would, in for an international criminal court case to happen, those would need to be fulfilled. But I think the more important issue, rather than punishment now, is, as you said, prevention. So far, there has been tepid attempts to stop Israel. But I think in the last few months, there we see more and more states rising to that obligation and wanting to put increased pressure on Israel. And I think one of the things that we have in the resolution, which is important, is also adhering to obligations regarding arms sales to Israel, which, if they're being used in a genocide, is illegal. And here, this is a topic that has also come up over the last few weeks and months, and I think progress is being made.
So just to elaborate on that a little bit, there is an arms treaty, is there, which obliges the international community not to sell weapons to states who are violating international war or law?
Exactly. If it is known that weapons will be used in international crimes, crimes against humanity, war crimes, and genocide, there are obligations to states to not allow those arms sales to go ahead. I hope that part of the process of the International Association of Genocide Scholars recognizing that we believe that the legal threshold for genocide is being met is to give strength to the arguments of those who are saying that this means that weapons which will be used in as part of the genocide will no longer be sold to Israel.
And just a final question, and briefly, if you don't mind, how do you define the Hamas attacks from October 2023?
They don't feature in the resolution. We very briefly at the beginning of the resolution state that they are horrific and they are also constitute international crimes. So I can't speak on behalf of our membership on that issue. We focus much more on what's going on today.
Thank you very much indeed. Second Vice President of the International Association of Genocide Scholars, Professor Tim Williams, at 7:19.